It's fine.
I know it's not exactly what you wanted, but we searched every store in Roswell, really.
No, it's fine. And thank you. Thank you both so much for everything you've already done. And it'll be really, really fine.
Yeah. It's lovely.
I mean, really, it is. But I just thought that maybe it's an option. This was my wedding dress, girls, and my mother wore it before I did, and I'd be honored.
I mean, I don't know if we could possibly get it altered in time,
no,
but...
No, I will find a way.
Good.
Guess who's here?
Hey.
Can I leave you two alone, or do I have to referee?
Thanks, Mom. I picked up a stick on the way over.
No wise deal, Max.
Look, I wanted to say that...
Forget about it.
No, really. I was way out of line interrogating your friends. I mean, Isabel's obviously in love with you. And you obviously make her happy. And I don't know why I couldn't accept that.
And you probably know this from all of your research. My father died when I was 13. What you probably don't know is that it was 4 years before my mother ever saw another man. And I couldn't take it, not even then. I hated him.
You didn't want anyone replacing your father?
Partially, yeah. But even more than that, they weren't good enough for my mother. No one, to tell you the truth, could ever be good enough for my mother. So, I understand. No one's ever going to be good enough for Isabel.
I'll get over it.
Maybe. I never did. But we gotta put it behind us, all right? Because even if we're not going to be friends, we are going to be family. So you want to eat that steak or what?
Hold it there. Just takes a second. I don't know, take a look.
Yeah.
Look at that.
This is it. Are you ready?
I don't think so.
May I?
Isabel Amanda, take thee, Jesse Esteban, to be my wedded husband.
I, Jesse Esteban, take thee, Isabel Amanda, to be my wedded wife.
In sickness and in health.
Plenty and in want.
In joy and in sorrow.
For as long as we both shall live.
By the authority committed unto me, as a minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, I now proclaim that Jesse and Isabel are husband and wife. finish the drive.
Can I have your attention, please? Hi. I'm Max Evans. The best man. Isabel and I, well, I'm sure you all know the story. How they found us. Little kids wandering in the desert. No one knew where we came from or where we belonged. We didn't know anything either. Who our parents were. How we got there. All we had was each other. Two people took us in, gave us names, made us part of their family. Something I'll always, will always be grateful for. Growing up, I always felt very protective of my big sister. Always tried to look after her. I guess what I've come to realize is that she doesn't need me anymore. To protect her. She's too strong for that. So, to Jesse. Welcome to the family. I think you'll find it's going to be an interesting experience. And to Isabel. I love you. I trust you. And I wish you all the happiness in the world. To Jesse and Isabel.
All right, Carter, you're on.
Hit it.
There's a chafing dish in my truck. Get that?
Right away.
Dad.
Yes.
I'm gonna dance with Max. Not because it's tradition, and not because I found some kind of loophole, but because it's my choice. We love each other, and we are gonna be together. And I love you, too.
You're not here. You're not really here.
Oh, I am here. Evelyn, comfort me.
No, I'm dreaming or sleeping or something.
Man. To your happy day. And many more happy days still to come. I'll see you soon.
Can I dance with the bride?
Kyle, did you just see that guy that was here?
The guy you were just talking to and dancing with?
You saw him? You really saw him?
Sure, yeah. Why? Who is it?
Someone who can't be here.
Tonight's Roswell included music from Ivy, Old 97s, and Alana Davis.